Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So even though it was a holiday yesterday, the EFF took it upon themselves to host a press conference. And in that press conference, a lot of things were said, including the following.
And I want to warn you that this country will have a white president. This country will have Steyn-Huisen as a president if the ANC is going to behave the way it's behaving. Because the motion of no confidence will come, we'll vote with the DA, mobilize all those who can mobilize. We vote together with the DA against the president. And then when it is time to elect a president, we abstain and the ANC loses. And this we told them in 2016, they never believed it. It's going to happen in South Africa now, you'll see. With this kind of attitude by the ANC, the arrogance of the ANC, even when it is being humbled, is still acting in an arrogant manner. We told them in 2016, you are going to lose metros. They thought we were playing. We went into those things. The DA nominated their people. We abstained. They finished them. When they were voting with us, the ANC, they win. But when they don't vote with us, they lose. That's where the rot started. That's where the decline started.
Now, the question is, do you agree or disagree? We've had the discussion about whether South Africa is going to have a black president or a white president next. We've spoken about that ad nauseum. Here's the kicker. And you may disagree, of course. I don't think the DA is going to call for a motion of no confidence. They don't want to get rid of Cyril, even though they possibly could be in a position to succeed this one time. I don't think they're going to do it. And in fact, time and time again, for me, I've seen evidence that leads me to believe that this coalition is not run, for example, by our parliament as we know it. It's not run by our executive, as we know it. That there are greater powers behind the scenes that actually contribute to this coalition called the GNU staying together. Because the DA, for all intents and purposes, should have long been fed up by how they treated by the ANC. And they should have long thrown their toys at the court. But every time they threaten to do so, miraculously, like a day later, they come back saying, no, we'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you right now, they're not going to call for a motion of no confidence against Cyril.
True. I believe that perspective because I think they have the foresight. They understand that they would be used just to remove the current president, only for Steyn-Huisen to also be removed, and whomever is preferred by the political parties outside of that would then be installed. So I think they have that foresight. They know that he wouldn't be able to stay there. They don't have the numbers. So to even allow yourself to be wooed by this type of a statement that we will vote with you, they still know he'll come in only for a short period and then whomever they want to become president will become. So never going to happen.
Time out, time out, time out. Let's go back to unseriousness again. So if you're listening to my play, he spoke about how Fundo's dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know because I didn't see her. Bruh, she's dressed like a screw for real. Hey?
She's actually wearing the Orlando Pirates fit.
She's dressed like a screw. Corduroy shirts, Adidas. She's even wearing it. She's always wearing the gold chain.
Uncharacteristic.
Mm-hmm. Bruh, do you remember Recess?
Oh,
yes, I remember Recess.
Yes! She's dressed like that girl in Recess with
most
the glossy.
Yes!
Hi, screw!
Special Orlando Pirate pre-match.
It is.
Never tell him on the pitch.
Oh my God.
That is funny.
Where are the secret pockets for
wow,
me?
Oh, goodness. But yeah.
Anyway, we're back to regular programming.
Honestly, to some extent, I agree with Mfundo and yourself. I don't think they would actually push for a motion of no confidence, but I am of a differing view. I actually think Cyril Ramaphosa being president at the moment and things going awry is actually doing the DA a favor in terms of their PR. So it makes them look good because every time they mess up, they come in inverted commas, save the country. So for them, it's a good thing. So why would I ruin something that's working for me?
And that's a good point. Because, you see, if you forcibly remove the ANC or the president now, right? People say, well, we never would have known that it would happen towards the end of the term.
Exactly.
But if you let them continue exactly in the way that they're doing, right? You know they say never interrupt your enemy while they're making a mistake?
Yep.
then they're gradually going to lose votes.
Yeah.
And legitimately, you're going to gain those votes when it comes time to the next election. So the question is the DA going to gain the votes or is the EFF going to gain the votes? So
I feel like it's going to be the DA. And you're right, the DA, I mean, we know just recently Ramaphosa was responding to big business and they are emboldened enough to instruct the president what to do. And they're the guys that the DA initially, you know, reports to. So they wouldn't really want to mess with the GNU. But I feel like DA will get the backing or the impetus more than the EFF, because firstly they do have some ministers who are actually doing decently and we are seeing the changes that they're quite bringing. I'm not sure about the EFF.
Okay, so let us know what your thoughts are. Do you feel like a motion of no confidence against President Cyril Ramaphosa will be called, and if so, will it be successful, or do you feel like no, the DA actually won't do that, things will continue as normal? There is also, I suppose, the off chance that the MK party could call a motion of no confidence. They sent out a press release last week talking about they're going to recall Minister Kodongwane. Procedurally, that's not correct. That's not how it works. But I suppose they could go and amend that no confidence vote now and directly towards President Cyril Ramaphosa. And we'll see if that works.
Hey, welcome. We're about to witness the words that were uttered by the late former president, Nelson Mandela. What we do not care if the mouse is black or white, as long as it can catch the mice. What I see here is that the hand of the ANC would be twisted to form an alliance with the MK and the EFF. Should EDA pushes for emotion of no confidence. But like you said, there is powers that be that will not allow that to happen.
Mm.
It will never happen. One thing I've noticed, Uti, EDA ne EFF or EDA ne MK, man's in the oil. They will never mix in any situation. So even if the situation is dire, the DA will rather fight the ANC alone than to form some sort of united with either of the two parties to stand against the ANC. They will rather lose alone than to win with the EFF or with the MK. I've seen this with the they will never. So in that kind of a situation, it means vele, they will never win, basically, because they need the three of them to unite. That's the only way they can win, and that will never, ever happen.
Okay, so maybe let me try and correct your statements, because I don't disagree with it entirely, but I don't agree with it holistically. The parties are willing to work together to fight the ANC, right? Where there are diverging views is when it comes to succession. So once we've asked the ANC, what next? Then they're not willing to work together. For example, if you've seen the EFF and the DA were in court together because they were out to prove the ANC wrong, they'll gladly do all of that. As you heard, Julius Malema said, they'll vote with the DA in a vote of no confidence, right? They'll gladly do that. But then when it comes to installing the following president, then they're going to abstain. So you see, they're willing to fight the ANC, but they're not willing to succeed the ANC or help each other be the successor. That they won't do.
Yes. Should the motion of no confidence be done against Cyril Rems? You know what? It's a pass. Cyril, come on, South Africans. He has nothing to lose. The guy's a billionaire. You know, the guy has it all. You know what I mean? So it's time. And what I wanted to add again is, straight from the horse's mouth to the people, which Ujuju has just mentioned, Nguti, a white person will be our next president. So be it. So be it. Because to tell you the honest truth, I have a ANC. So let the motion of no confidence be done. Then so vote for Ngamla. I, for one, I will vote for Ngamla.
The money since the world, menangeti. As long as this other one, deputy president, I was told this kunda so white president. Uthule Alexander le, ndoa mutanga kuni kambi, muta uthule Alexander. Let's see, I shall le panga mushki pumara maposa.
Makogi.
Hey, mina vote Julia Sangazi vote Sefa Bu. Yini na afunu kichimela So yeah, emotion of no confidence, highly unlikely, because it still serves the same. These parties, I mean, I feel good, they serve the same master plan. Go to again. If it's in the way I'm at, these three ATM, EFF, MK, meaning I'm your resuscitated.
Now, funny thing is, he also said in this press conference yesterday that all the political parties in South Africa are white-run, except for the EFF. My question is, do you believe that? So?
Hey, man, you know, the thing is, in order to be a successful political party, you need funding.
Yeah.
Right? So I do believe all of them are funded by white money, including the EFF. So I don't believe him.
So then why would he exclude himself or their party?
I don't know, man. It's politicians. Because we've seen him, you know, on holidays and islands attending weddings of the so-called funders of his party.
Yo, Sizwe. I thought I was not going to comment on this, but, hey, yeah. Ultimately, all political parties that we have, yeah, they all report to the same master. So whether we've got a white president or a black president, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that are we getting things done? Are our lives better? Because, hi, man, it's a good dance floor, and we just keep on changing the DJs, but music is still the same. So that's my take on today's topic.
Okay. The question is, who is the master then?
Actually, if politicians were smart enough at this rate of unemployment and about economical instability and all of those things, we do need a white president, because if you do so, you're just trying to be strategic and trying also to say that, hey, this is a new South Africa. So that would be a solution at this. At this that we see now. Oh.
Julius, he might be right. If it ever happens, and I don't think he can in time regarding law issue leyo, because ANC issue legile into anything. So maybe Omhlophe, he might bring a difference in between Zethu, Nakwe country yonke as a whole, because ANC is next in the Zenzayo in Lungiseli thina kodwa sesithi isikhathi bephethe. So I think mhlambe ushintsho luyafuneka, because sesithi isikhathi silokhu sibekezele ukuthi kuzolunga kuzolunga, kodwa-ke soze singene emathuneni ngasame tune yokuthi kuzolunga kuzolunga. So I think Julius right, if it happens, it happens.
It's about time, guys. How many times people report cases of corruption, people are dying because of reckless of ANC? Even now, three police are missing. Like, in the corruption, it's our daily bread here in South Africa. So we must fight to remove those who are doing corruption. So it's about time people must think ukuthi bafuna ukuphathwa ubani. We don't mind of having a white president, as long as gonna solve people problem and cases, because wow, there's nothing good here in South Africa. ANC must just rest in peace and go. It's about time. They must go. They must go. We are tired. Court, police, everywhere, corruption. No, that thing must end.
This thing of Julius Malema and EFF, what they said yesterday, I think it's more alluding to the fact that, or they're trying to warn the ANC to say they need to stop working with these small political parties in order for them to try and push through legislation and laws and all of that. Because if they carry on that way, EFF will then decide to sit on the sidelines when big decisions are meant to be made. For instance, the vote of no confidence. And if they decide to sit on the sidelines, then parties like the DA will be able to push through their agendas and, I guess, will end up with a white president. So I think it's more of a warning to the ANC to actually start working with these bigger parties, bigger players like EFF and MK, if
they want to remain in power. I think that's what I take from it.
Yeah. So you are 100% correct when you include MK, because MK is actually a bigger party than the EFF even. So everything that Julius said yesterday would then apply to MK as well. Because with the support of MK, the ANC wouldn't need any other party. Just like with the support of the EFF, the ANC wouldn't need any other party as well.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.